done in the past, but what we were talking about. It has, I don't remember what the subject was, but it in the process, you had said something about not being able to sing. And you know, Sunday, you broke into song, as you do sometimes in a message. You got to get over this idea that singing is not your thing. You do just fine. Has he ever sung solos in the past?
Stand outside the shower sometime.
Okay. just record it and send it to me. But, you know, I thought when you sang it, when you, like I say, broke into song, I thought, why does he think he cannot sing? And you do just fine. And then you and Ruth Ann sang not too long ago. There was a song that you wanted her to come up and sing because you would sing it together. And so, now, I don't know what in singing that song made me think of that. Who knows how it works? But I thought to stand up and say it, but I knew that would be out of order. So, all right, now Jeremiah, the Old Testament prophet of Jeremiah. Yes. Oh, I'm going to stay here, okay? I really don't expect to walk, thank you. If I do, just point to me to get back, okay? Jeremiah chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading at verse 4. These are verses we read last week when I started the message on dealing with frustration. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is Jeremiah, the prophet speaking. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is God speaking here about Jeremiah. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now, Jeremiah. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. It's never good to deny what God says. God said, he called him and ordained him, and he said, oh no, Lord, God knows better. And now verse 7, But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. He felt that as a child, he wouldn't be capable of doing these things. But God said, no, you'll go to all that I send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces. You know, anybody who has preached understands that.
Yes, sir.
Because there's times you preach something and you can tell that it hits somebody, not in a positive or favorable way, you know, because you can see the scowl on their face. Or depending on what you say, that may be a little, you know, I wouldn't say controversial, but not commonly accepted. They may raise their eyebrows, okay? And so there's a variety of facial expressions you can see. And so God says, now don't be afraid of their faces. Because some of the things God was going to have him say would have caused some bad looks. For I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Yeah. Now, when I was preaching, and I knew I was dealing with a subject that so-and-so that sat over here didn't care for, you know what? I just didn't look at them. Okay? Because I knew if I'd look at them, they wouldn't be in agreement. Or if I looked at them, they'd probably think I was purposely preaching it to look at them, you know? And so I just wouldn't look at them. And if I was preaching and I'd see somebody that gave a negative look, well, guess what? I just didn't go back there again, you know? You can look over a whole group, because I always try to scan a group, and you can look around, okay? Now, if you think I'm looking around you, it's coincidental, okay? Unless you're giving me a hard time about something, well, then, yeah, it might be. All right, now where are we? Verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Jeremiah wanted to quit. He didn't even want to start. He wanted to leave at times while he was ministering. He wanted to give up. He wanted to forget his calling, but he didn't. That a preacher of God's word, whether he's a pastor, an evangelist, a missionary, whatever his title may be, that he would just want to give up and quit is common because we're man. Okay? We're but people. But the significant thing is Jeremiah didn't. He remained steadfast. And he conquered his frustrations. Now, I ended last week by saying we're going to look at the three things that Jeremiah did to conquer his frustrations. Jeremiah conquered frustration and remained true to his prophetic calling, the same as we can remain true to whatever it is that God is leading us in. And that's more than pastors, evangelists, and missionaries.
Amen.
God's leading you as a Sunday school teacher. I know there's times that can be frustrating. If you hold an elected office in the church, I know there's times that can be frustrating. You say, well, I'm not any of that. Well, what are you? Yeah, well, I don't really have anything that I do. Well, we can remedy that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But beyond service in the local church, we have the opportunity of being friendly. Now, y'all know that I work at the library. Just today, again, I prayed. I prayed for the director and one of the young girls who has gone to Syracuse to New York State Library Association meeting. The director is going to be teaching two classes. And the other girl, it's her first time to go. And so I prayed for them. Now, neither of them know the Lord as Savior, but I prayed for them. And I asked God to help them. And then when it comes to the young girl that I the director, I have an open interaction with her to talk about things of the Lord. But I'm careful not to press the idea of what we have heard termed already, buttonholing her.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, but the young girl, I've not had an open opportunity because within the library handbook, there is, it's stipulated there, no promotion of your religion. We are a public entity and therefore do not promote any one religion. And I remember the time one young girl, she said, boy, I feel so sick, I feel like I'm going to die. And I said, well, that may not be good. And she said, no, it wouldn't be. And I said, unless you know the Lord as Savior, then that makes it a different thing. That was all I said. And the next day, the director called me in her office, and she said she had a complaint. Now, that was the only anywhere near religious in statement I had with anybody for several days. So I know who it was. And she told me, you know, we have all different kinds here. And then the director said, you pray for me. And I have prayed for her several times. And she said, you pray for me. And I appreciate that. And I don't mind it. But you know, we have all kinds of people. We have people here that have Eastern religions. And we have different denominations represented, and we have people, she said, we may have probably have people here who don't even believe in God. And so I said, well, all right. I said, I'll behave myself. And I told her, I said, and just so you know, I will be my usual friendliness, friendly way with the individual. So I didn't identify her, the director didn't identify her, but we both knew who we knew. And so, you know, this job, I like this job. Because not having been a bivocational pastor, other than driving school bus when I started, and the interaction there is very minimal,
yeah.
I am experiencing what you all experience who work out in the workplace, as we call it. And especially if you are in a place where there is some restriction on your speaking religiously, as they like to call it. And so I do like the job. But I prayed, Lord, help me to know how to demonstrate and share you with these people. Now, if they ask me, that's a whole other ball game.
Yeah, sure is.
And I've had one or two come and ask me for prayer. And that's one big thing I do in talking with them. When I know they have a problem, I ask them, do you mind if I pray for you about that? You know, now there might be somebody who would, but so far I haven't gotten called in the office over that one. But when you think of me, that's something that I'd like. We had two different ones, prayer requests for wisdom, and I'd like prayer for wisdom regarding how to demonstrate Christ there in the workplace. All right, now, Jeremiah, the first thing Jeremiah did was, because of his faith, he was able to conquer his frustration. And in chapter 17 of Jeremiah chapter 17, I want to begin reading at verse 7 through 10. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Then the prophet says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So when an individual thinks, well, I'm all right, you know, they think in their heart, I'm pretty good. I haven't done anything really bad. I haven't been, you know, really wicked. As a matter of fact, I do kind things for people. I help take care of family members, or I help take care of my neighbor, and you know, and so my heart isn't too bad. I'm not too bad. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know? We can't even know our own heart fully and clearly.
Yeah.
And then verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. So we think, you know, I'm not too bad a person. I'm not that, I'm not as bad as so-and-so is. I try the reins, the inner things, the inner thoughts, even to give every man according to his ways, ooh, and according to the fruit of his doing. So we might think we're okay, but God, he knows how we are, and that's what he's going to be dealing with. But notice also verse 8. Verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and our hope is in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out her roots by the river, and watch this, and shall not see when heat cometh. You know, if we have our faith in Christ, if we're living for Him, if we're committed to doing God's way and being God's child, then even we won't see things that are coming. You know, nobody likes to get broadsided. And when somebody knows something, you know, and they share it, I've had people share with me, "Pastor, I just want you to know this and such. I don't want you to get broadsided." Okay? And I always appreciate that. But here, that's what we're talking about. The tree that's planted by the waters doesn't see heat coming, but her leaf will be green. And the trees not need to be full of care in a year of drought. And they're not going to cease from yielding fruit. Why? Because it's planted by the water. And the roots are tapping into that moist soil fed from the stream. And what Jeremiah is teaching us is that we, if we are faithful to Christ, if we are rooted in the Word of God, and we're living for the Lord, then when things come along we didn't anticipate, couldn't have foreseen happening, be it health, be it finances, be it the actions of some other people, whatever it is, we cannot anticipate, and it hits us. We get broadsided by it. That's all right. It's not going to do us in. It's not going to overwhelm us. Why? Because our roots go deep in the water of the Word of God. And it's going to keep us. It's going to hold us. Now, we can't explain how. Okay? We can't explain why this thing that we have happened to us. I just got this car. I can't believe it. 4 days ago, the warranty was over. And now the engine goes? Why couldn't it have done it 5 days ago? I've got a reason. Okay? I'm going to give it because I won't get to it normally by the old clock on the wall. And so I'm going to have to find it in the notes. C.T. Studd. He was a pioneer missionary in China and India and Africa. And C.T. Studd says this, and I quote, "The next time you have a disappointment, you may find God's grace in it if you'll just spell it differently. Change the dis, D-I-S, to his, H-I-S. And so instead of a disappointment, it's his appointment."
Good.
He's left it come for whatever purpose he has. And we cannot be like Jeremiah, who when God lets something come, "Oh God, why did you let this come? You shouldn't have let this come. I can't handle this." That's what Jeremiah was saying. "I can't handle this being a prophet. I can't do it. My abilities are like a child." And God said, "Don't worry about it. I'll deliver you." Okay? And so C.T. Studd put it well. There goes my notes. Now I can't preach. C.T. Studd put it well when he said, "Just change the spelling on disappointment to his appointment." Now, listen, folks. I know when hard things come. Some things that preach real good, or let me change that. Some things that preach real easy live difficultly, that live hard. So I understand, but that doesn't change that what C.T. Studd said is right. That doesn't alter it.
Right.
There we are, back like Jeremiah. If we think that we can't do it, God didn't know what he's doing. God's not in control of things. This is a surprise to God.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Listen, that's why we need a strong faith before the hard times come. That's why we need to be strong in Christ. Too many of us in the Bible teaching churches, too many of us live on head knowledge more than we do on our heart faith in following Him. And because we know these things, we've heard these things, we're all right. We feel pretty good. I got the I's dotted in my life, and I got the T's crossed, and I dress right, and I don't go places I shouldn't go, and I read my 10 verses every day. But you see, all of those things that are good, if that's all they are, rather than trying to develop my relationship with Jesus Christ, trying to help me to be living for Him. You want to know the test of it? Not here, but when your neighbor says something or does something. Or when you come out of Walmart, or is Kmart still open in Wellsville?
No.
No? Okay. Well, you come out of Dollar General, they're everywhere. And you come out of Dollar General, you go to get in your car, and you find that nitwit that parked next to you, when he opened his car, he put a dinge in your door. Yeah, that's that, you know, that's when you'll find out where your faith is. Or when you expected a bonus near Christmas, and you find out it's not coming. That's rough enough, but then when you find out that the bosses all got a raise. Okay? How do you react to that? How do you think about that? You're probably going to have to do like I've done at times, where recently a friend sent me an email and sent a picture of something that he had gotten, and I thought, oh wow, that's neat. And I'm using a third hand used one that's all rusted, and I see that new one. Oh, that's neat, boy. All I've got is a rusty old one. You know, that sort of thing. And I had to pray. I said, Lord, I don't want to covet. And Lord, I don't want to be envious. And I could truly say I was happy for them. I really was. But at the same time, I felt badly for myself. Yeah, been there? Ever been there?
Oh, yes.
And so that's when we need to pray, Lord, help me to handle this right. Help me to not react the way that I'm feeling. I mean, admit it, you're only human. Yeah. It's when we get these expectations of ourselves that we're going to somehow live on a pinnacle of example of a godly Christian. Get real, you know you're not that anyway. But we get this idea in our head, and then when something comes along and it would broadside us. That's when, remember Jeremiah, he said, whatsoever I send thee, you're going to speak to them, and the Lord knows. Well, all right, I didn't get near as far as I thought I was going to get with this. We only covered one thing, and I'm already 4 minutes over with that one thing. Let me. What's that?
It was a good one.
Well, good. Galatians 6:9 says, "Be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." We have all grown faint. Take some smelling salts of God's word. Okay. Have some prayer, and keep on keeping on.
Yes.
Because life won't end. Jeremiah wanted it to sometimes, just like we did.
you know, of all the words, you just keep me out of, I'm not willing to go. Does your family say that? You know, just won't tell them that. That's good. We're going to go to prayer.